Phase 3. Organize. For non-actionable items, the possible categories are trash, incubation tools, and reference storage. If no action is needed on something, you toss it, tickle it for later reassessment, or file it so you can find the material if you need to refer to it at another time. To manage actionable things, you'll need a list of projects, storage or files for project plans and materials, a calendar, a list of reminders of next actions, and a list of reminders of things you're waiting for. All of the organizational categories need to be physically contained in some form. When I refer to lists, I just mean some sort of reviewable set of reminders, which could be lists on notebook paper or in some computer program, or even file folders holding separate pieces of paper for each item. Incubating reminders, such as after March 1st, contact my accountant to set up a meeting, may be stored in a paper-based tickler file or in a paper or computer-based calendar program. One category is projects. I define a project as any desired result that requires more than one action step. This means that some rather small things you might not normally call projects are going to be on your projects list. The reasoning behind my definition is that if one step won't complete something, some kind of stake needs to be placed in the ground to remind you that there's something still left to do. If you don't have a placeholder to remind you about it, it will slip back into RAM. Projects do not need to be listed in any particular order. They just need to be on a master list so you can review them regularly enough to ensure that appropriate next actions have been defined for each of them. You don't actually do a project. You can only do action steps related to it. When enough of the right action steps have been taken, you can call it done. Another category to organize is project support material. For many of your projects, you will accumulate relevant information that you will want to organize by theme or topic or project name. Your project's list will be merely an index. All of the details, plans, and supporting information that you may need as you work on your various projects should be contained in separate file folders, computer files, notebooks, or binders. I usually recommend that people store their support materials out of sight. There will be times, though, when it'll be more convenient to have the materials out and instantly in view and available, especially if you're working on a hot project that you need to check references for several times during the day. Then you'll have the next action categories. The next action decision is the action that needs to be the next physical, visible behavior, without exception, on every open loop. Any less than 2-minute actions that you perform, and all the other actions that have already been completed, do not, of course, need to be tracked. They're done. What does need to be tracked is every action that has to happen at a specific time or on a specific day. Enter those in your calendar. Then there are those that need to be done as soon as they can. You will add these to your next actions list. And all those that you are waiting for others to do, you will put on a waiting for list. Let's examine these three subcategories. Calendar. Reminders of actions you need to take fall into two categories. Those about things that have to happen on a specific day or time, and those about things that just need to get done as soon as possible. Your calendar handles the first type of reminder. Three things go on your calendar. First, time-specific actions. This is a fancy name for appointments. Often the next action to be taken on a project is attending a meeting that has been set up to discuss it. Second thing on your calendar are day-specific actions. These are things that you need to do sometime on a certain day, but not necessarily at a specific time. Perhaps you told Miyoko that you would call her on Friday to check that the report you're sending her is okay. That should be tracked on the calendar for Friday, but not tied to any particular time slot. It should just go on the day. And thirdly, day-specific information. The calendar is also the place to keep track of things you want to know about on specific days. This might include directions for appointments, activities that other people will be involved in then, or events of interest. Those three things are what go on the calendar, and nothing else. The calendar should be sacred territory. If you write something there, it must get done that day or not at all. The only rewriting should be for changed appointments.